Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, we are back at the Dr. Dahlia Show. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, my studio, we're working on it. We're kind of rearranging it, redecorating. We need a new host. Obviously, I think the new host would make this studio look a little better, but right now you guys have me. And while I was rearranging the studio and working on the studio, I pulled out my back. Okay, as many of you know, I'm not a young spring chicken anymore, which I'm not really sure why we use that term, spring chicken. I don't think being any sort of a chicken is, you know, a compliment, because you end up getting eaten anyway. But all I did, I mean, I wanted to come on air and say, yeah, I was on a black diamond and skiing on the last ski of the year, and, you know, or I was helping lift. And no, all I did was reach down to pick up some old candy wrappers. That's really all I did. And boom. And then all of a sudden, it just hurt, and then I had to freeze. And thank God my husband's a chiropractor, you know, so, and he has amazing hands. I mean, I loan my husband's hands out all the time, because he just, it's healing. And of course, I prayed. And then I was kind of struggling this weekend, and I had an event last night, or two nights ago, that I wanted to kind of look good in. Thank God I have this, like, back brace on, which is actually good, because the back brace actually kind of cinches my waist and makes the boobies look different. But that's neither here nor there. Back pain is something we have to talk about, and what is the best way to deal with it and to prevent you from having the issues where all you were doing was picking up a pencil, or all you were doing was, you know, picking up an old soda can, and then all of a sudden you throw out your back. So let's just quickly talk about low back pain. And for those of you who are young, going, all right, well, Dr. Dahlia is old. No, I'm not old. Okay. You know, I was about 10, 15 years ago on a toilet seat, and all I was doing is going pee. And when I got up from the toilet seat, boom, back pulled out. Not really sure how, because all you do is rise. I think actually what it was my SI joint, my sacroiliac joint, just shifted, so I might have subluxed the joint. But whenever you go out of alignment, whether it's your neck, whether it's your cervical spine, your thoracic spine, your lumbar spine, your sacroiliac joints, whenever that happens, you are surrounded by muscles. You have tons of muscles. Right? You got glutes, you got latissimus dorsi, you got your trapezius, you got your rhomboid, you got your paraspinal. You got so many muscle groups that any one of them gets, I guess, out of, you know, if they're used to being in a position, and all of a sudden things shift, they spasm. And once one fiber spasms, they all do. It's like a domino effect. And so, you know, people think, well, it's my bones. You know, the bones of your back are obviously a big part of it, but most of the pain you're feeling is your muscle. And if you could see what's wrong with you and understand what's wrong with you, you could then treat yourself better. So for me, I'm lucky. I'm a physician. So I know, you know, first apply ice for the inflammation, which I recommend you all to do, apply ice. Then apply moist heat. I just got into the shower, and I just let that hot water just, you know, and I alternate ice and heat, because you got to be careful with heat. Heat could increase inflammation, but heat also relaxes the muscle. So I like to alternate ice and heat. And then I stretched. And you would think, okay, if your back hurts, why the hell would you just slow stretches? And when you slowly stretch, now I did it in the shower, so I was touching my toes, because I could touch my toes, as long as the boobies get out of the way, but I could touch my toes, but I did it in the shower with the heat, and it was better. Yes, we could take anti-inflammatories like Motrin and Naproxen. I don't like to do a lot of anti-inflammatories because I think most of you guys already overdo it. If you're taking high blood pressure medications, some of the high blood pressure medications you cannot mix with anti-inflammatories like your ACE inhibitors, so you really got to be careful. Plus, it could irritate your stomach lining, it could irritate your heart, irritate your kidneys. So muscle relaxers, I'm mixed on those because I don't really get a lot of relief from muscle relaxers. They make you sleepy, but and they might relax the muscles. There's a couple different types on how they work, whether central or local. But yeah, I'm mixed on that. For some people, they like the way those feel and helps them. For others, no. But to me, the biggest thing that helped was the ice and the heat. And then once you could get that muscle to kind of calm down, then, like a chiropractic adjustment or an osteopathic manipulation move or some modality, those can help. There's TENS units to help with the muscle, you know, and I know we only have a short segment, but Martin Luther King, who we've all loved, one of his sayings, and it's one of my favorite sayings, is if you can't fly, then run. If you can't run, then walk. If you can't walk, then crawl. But by all means, keep moving. We use the teachings of Martin Luther King in medicine. And we tell you, if you've injured yourself, if you can't fly, run. If you can't run, walk. If you can't walk, crawl. But keep moving. We don't want you to just lie in bed. Now, I know some of you are like, Dr. Dahlia, you've never had back pain like I have. I can't move. Initially, if you can't move, yes, you want to lie down. You want to start decreasing the inflammation, relax those muscles. But I live in a two-story house. I had to get upstairs if I wanted to get into the shower. I crawled. I crawled most of this weekend to get where I needed to go, right? If I couldn't sit up straight. And it was, and we do this in medicine because if, let's say you injure yourself and you're not going to make it worse by moving, moving helps lubricate those joints. And so we always want to make sure that you stay active. Now, these back braces. Okay, this one, I was not going to use it, but my son saw me. It's pretty cool. You do not want to rely on a back brace because then you weaken your core. It's funny because my stomach has been kind of going down. And as soon as this happened, I noticed I was pooching more because you didn't have that core strength. This might temporarily help provide some relief, a back brace. But if you rely on the back brace, you weaken your muscles. And if you weaken your muscles, you can throw your back out again. So you really want to limit when you use those things. So I always recommend see a medical provider. Don't try to deal with it on your own. But many of you deal with it on your own and get it checked out. We want to make sure it isn't a disc issue. We want to make sure it's not spinal stenosis. We want to make sure there's not something else going on, like a kidney issue. But again, keep moving. 1-877-DOC-DALLY. Don't go away. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft, Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Alright, so we got some music going on. Awesome. What's the music? Man, we're just dancing. Alright, guys, good. Yeah, now, guys, shake it off. You guys, hey, I told you guys to keep moving, so I don't care. You can move to music. In fact, I did. Look, and I got even more music. See, even my computer. Look at that. Everybody's got their music going on. Hey, you know what? Honestly, it's Monday. We got to wake up. It's not an easy day. Let's just keep moving. So, showering. People always ask, what is the right way to shower? How many times can you shower? Please don't do what I do. I am in the shower 3 times a day, not because I get dirty and full of mud. It's because I just love the hot water. And it wakes me up. See, I don't want to always hit caffeine when I'm tired. So if I'm tired, I'll run into the shower. I'll wake up. I also use the shower to help me sleep. So before I go to bed, I'll take a hot shower. So I end up doing 2 or 3 showers a day. Don't do that. It's not necessary to do that, and you could be washing off very, very important flora on your skin. Now, there was a survey saying 2/3 of Americans shower every day. So that means 1/3 of you doesn't. Is that a bad thing? I don't think so. Now, let's say you sweat, you get dirty. Yeah, well, first of all, why are we showering? Why do we shower? Well, we shower to be clean. Okay, to be clean from what? If you go to work, if you're wearing underwear, if you're wearing pants, a tie, most of your skin is covered. You know, you say hi to Betty, you say hi to Bob, you're in your car. Your car is fairly clean. I understand there's microbes everywhere. You come home, you skip the workout that day. Why do you shower? Well, some of us want to be really fresh. Now, in case our partner wants to do some hibbity-dibbity. Some of us just feel like it's a routine that we need to do. But interestingly, when I've had patients who have hurt their back or hurt their foot or in a cast, they panic about showering. They go, when can I shower? When can I shower? I need to shower. And so, you know, it's been like maybe 2 hours since her surgery. I'm like, you don't have to shower. It's okay. It's okay. It is worth the conversation. Are we overemphasizing the need to shower right now in society? Now, some of you will say, Dr. Dahlia, the water lobby got to you. Now, first of all, nobody got to me. Okay, if I ever talk about anything on the show, it's because of stuff I really feel, and I'm just teaching you. Nobody got to me. But think about it. You know, if we do start to have water shortages, one of the first things they say is to limit your showers. Now, what do I like to do in the shower? I like to also sing. Yeah, I've been practicing the Star Spangled Banner because I'm going to be singing it in front of a bunch of people in about a month or so. And so in the shower, it sounds good. Don't be singing in the shower. That's not your true voice. You got to be able to sing when you're, you know, around other people. And you are not going to invite a whole conference into the shower with you. So you got to, you know, I love to sing in the shower. I relax. It was my way to get away from the kids when they were getting on my nerves. And it rejuvenates me. But daily showers might have to start being reevaluated. Fox News does a little piece on this, saying that talking about how daily showers might not be necessary. They say 2/3 of Americans shower every day, according to Harvard Health. One of the most common reasons is to prevent body odor. See, working out and sweating, I would definitely shower after that. I think that's important. But if you're not working out, and it stinks because I really want you guys to work out, I think all of us should be breaking a sweat every day. But for those individuals that aren't, they're removing a lot of their healthy oils and the good bacteria. So like hair, I don't wash my hair every day. Well, I used to, and then my scalp started to get dry. And so, you know, my stylist said, stop it. Why are you washing it every day? You need to protect the scalp. And sometimes those oils protect the scalp. And I noticed that, you know, if I put it off a couple days, now, and I know some days I have bad hair days, but it at least my scalp is healthier. So overly showered skin gets itchy, dry, irritated. You know, I had to stop using hand sanitizer and go back to soap and water years ago in my practice because the hand sanitizer would just crack my skin. My hands would be cracked, they'd be dry, they'd be bleeding. And you would think, yeah, but hand sanitizer sterilizes that. You don't want to touch a patient with open cracks on your hands. And so I always wore gloves if that was the case. But, you know, in a lot of things you do, you need to be able to have hands that aren't limited with that breakdown in the skin barrier. And your largest organ in your body is your skin. And we don't protect it enough. So some professionals are saying that if you daily shower, you could weaken your immune system. Your body needs those microorganisms. They live on you. We have a symbiotic relationship. And I know sometimes some of it is staph. I get that. There's staph that live among us that kind of keep things copacetic, and then there's bad staph. We call it pathogenic when a certain bacteria could cause illness. But sometimes these other bacteria, because they set up shop, other bacteria go away. We learned all about that with viruses. How flu went down because COVID set up shop. They compete. So once a pathogen, you know, gets hold, you know, if you have another pathogen that's a good pathogen, a good guy, then that other pathogen can't break through. So, you know, it's interesting. There's salts in our water. There's heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, even pesticides. Some of us are showering using, you know, recycled water that could have medications in it. You know, some of you will, you know, wash your face and then drink the water. You know, if your neighbor is on Prozac, you might be getting Prozac, you know, from their potty sediment that gets recycled and then into your water system. Now, I don't know how much chemicals and how much pharmaceuticals are in there, but we do know that pharmaceuticals get through. Another thing, too, is our soaps. What are you guys using for soap? I like to use soap that smells so good and fresh and pretty. Do I really need to expose myself to those chemicals? Do you really need to use a lot of soap? Do you need to be really lathering? Now, you know, and then some people say, well, I just do the body areas. I don't necessarily wash my back. They might say I don't wash, let's say, the calves. But I wash out the feet, I wash the underarms, I wash the genitals. You know, talk to your medical provider, obviously, about this. But, you know, I've had patients call in saying, I need antibiotics. And I go, why? They go, because I took a bath. And now I have bacterial vaginosis. And I'm like, okay, so you took a bath. You're supposed to be able to take a bath without getting a bacterial infection. But they say, well, it might have been the soaps or the bath salts. That is a sign. First, I don't know if they actually have bacterial vaginosis. It could be something else. But if people are getting bacterial infections and overgrowth in their vagina from taking a bath, you might want to rethink how you clean. And so it's just something we don't talk about that I think we need to. Now, you know, shaving. We spoke about shaving where, you know, in the olden days, you know, you would just let things go. And we decided that we could be cleaner if we shave. So hair, again, provides protection. That's why there's, you know, hair in certain areas. Also, hair transmits scents. The reason why we have hair in our armpits and in the genital region is because when you sexually mature, it changes the odors, so other individual or other people in the animal kingdom, depending on your species, knows that you are sexually mature and able to mate. That's kind of how nature protected against pedophilia, right? Because there wouldn't be the pheromones. But and sadly, unfortunately, some people are doing that, which is disgusting and sick. But in nature, that, there's that little protection built in where if you're sexually immature, you're going to have certain odors. Now, you know, sometimes moisture like sweat and hair could cause you to have an overgrowth of yeast that we need to treat. I mean, that's for any of you that have had jock itch. Or, you know, yeast under your arms, not easy. So those we want to treat. But again, you got to be really, really careful with the way you shave, because when you shave, you could cut, you can nick, you can spread bacteria. And so understand that your body has certain defense mechanisms. And the more you rip and wax and pluck and shave and lather and soap up and lubricate and, you know, the more and condition, the more you could be actually hurting your body trying to prevent itself. I mean, skin cancer. How do, you know, your scalp protects itself with sometimes those oils. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
USA News Update. Former President Trump and Florida Governor Ron DeSantis have met in Miami, reportedly to make amends and discuss fundraising. According to the Washington Post, the two met Sunday for a private meeting brokered by political allies that resulted in DeSantis agreeing to assist Trump. It's almost enough to make you stop doom scrolling. Dull devices are now cool.
The Boring Phone is a new featureless flip phone that is feeding the growing appetites of younger people who want to trash their smartphones in favor of a dumb phone. This move of offlining or digital minimalism is also seen in Gen Z's declining use of social media. They are the only generation whose time on social media has fallen since 2021. But Apple and Samsung are not under threat yet. 9 out of 10 phones are smartphones, and dumb phones remain niche.
I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So while the college semesters are winding down and the college school year is winding down, protests haven't. And they are getting more and more feverishly robust and annoying, disruptive, threatening. And a Jewish student has now sued Columbia. An anonymous Jewish student, according to CNN, has filed a lawsuit against Columbia for failing to provide a safe learning environment for students ongoing the pro-Palestinian demonstrations. The lawsuit is seeking class action status, argues Columbia has, quote, become a place that is too dangerous for Columbia's Jewish students to receive the education they were promised. The complaint was filed against the Columbia Board of Trustees in the Southern District of New York and includes, it has to protect, of course, the identity of the plaintiff, who is a Jewish student in her second year of education. Her education has been disrupted by the hostile environment on campus. The lawsuit also takes particular issue with the decision by Columbia to go to a hybrid learning model last week. Jewish students get a second-class education where they are relegated to their homes to attend classes virtually and stripped of the opportunity to interact meaningfully with other students and faculty and sit for examinations with their peers. She writes this, or the lawsuit says, the segregation of Jewish students is a dangerous development that can quickly escalate into more severe acts of violence and discrimination. So the plaintiff is holding Columbia accountable for failing to provide a safe educational environment for its students. They also are seeking an emergency injunction aimed at requiring Columbia to enforce its statement of ethical conduct and administrative code of conduct to provide secure access to education. Now, the president, Menoch Shafik, acknowledged that many Jewish students have found the atmosphere intolerable. She did acknowledge that many left campus. She did call it a tragedy. To those students and their families, I want to say to you clearly, you are a valued part of the community. This is your campus, too. We are committed to making Columbia safe for everyone, she said, and to ensure that you are welcome and valued. So these protests, some of them have actually gotten violent, where I think one student was hit in the eye with the Palestinian flag. Students getting harassed. And this is not free speech. According to the lawsuit, they said these extreme demonstrators are not engaging in constitutionally protected free speech. Instead, they are openly inciting violence against Jewish students. And so, here's the thing. All right. This should be a slam dunk. Any school that the second they hear that there is anything derogatory, discriminatory, anti-Semitic, racist, homophobic, misogynist, anything that is considered completely improper and against any code of ethics or federal civil rights laws, it stops there. It stops there. Guys, nope, this has gone too far. We're closing it down. Now, can somebody be at a protest for free Palestine? I want a free Palestine from Hamas. Israel has not ruled over Palestine for a long time. Or Gaza, I should say. Gaza. So Gaza's been ruled by Hamas. And so anybody who wants Hamas to go, so Gaza can be ruled and do their elections, etc., I would love for Hamas to go. And so I'm not against a protest that says, look, we want Gaza free from Hamas. But if they are saying from the river to the sea, that is a cry for Israel to be wiped off the face of the earth and not to exist. And for those in Gaza to be able to take over that whole area, no. Okay, that is discriminatory. That is anti-Semitic. And so, I have a lot of friends who are Palestinian, Saudi Arabian, Egyptian, Jordanian. This doesn't have to be a Jew versus Palestine, or an Israel versus Palestine, or a Muslim versus Jew. Or how many of these protests are turning into a Palestine versus America. And so these colleges, they feel like they're caught between a rock and a hard place, but they're really not. Anybody saying we want, Palestine to have its own state, they have a right to say that. They have a right to be peaceful. But when they start to go after Israel or go after, remember, Palestine was going to be having a state within the territory of Jordan. after the World War II end, the agreement was where Israel has their homeland and Palestine has their homeland, which was going to encompass that part of the land in Jordan. And it was rejected because they could not, the Muslims at the time could not sign anything that honored the existence of Israel. Well, you know, and so I know everybody, and I'm not here to go back into the history of, you know, who's right and who's wrong and who gets what land. Although when you take a look at the Middle East and how large the Middle East is and the little sliver of land that is Israel, anybody calling for Israel to be removed from the river to the sea, the Jordan River to the Mediterranean Sea, that is, it's anti-Semitic, it's violent speech, and no, it's, that's not protected free speech. Say death to America. That is not protected free speech. And so here's a school saying, well, we don't want to get in trouble for violating free speech, and we don't want to, so let's just protect everybody by going remote. And then you're not doing your job. If people are paying you tens of thousands of dollars a year so they could go to campus, and they could, and mind you, I went to school, and I love the fact that there's an area where people can have their booths. They could show, you know, their pride. They could bring their flag, you know, of who I identify with. We, you know, campuses have people from Germany. They have people from Saudi Arabia. They have people from Israel. They have people from, you know, show your pride. I think it's beautiful. But, and if you are discontent, you know, and you can have speeches, you could have assembly. That's, you know, schools are really, really good and built for that. But not these encampments, not these as a Jew walks by, they're given threats, attacked. No. Somebody died in California during one of these protests. He was hit and killed. What's going on here? And then the sentiment grows and grows. And so a school's job, any university's job, is to make sure that every single student can walk onto campus, can get to their classes, can eat, go to the bathroom, sit and learn, and leave to go back to their dormitory or their car or their apartment without any fear, any bullying, any harassment whatsoever. That's their job. If they want to set up an area for people's speeches and for people to, let's say, protest, as long as they're not, again, reciting genocidal narratives, then there's an area you could use on every campus that does not affect traffic. But you see, people want to protest where there is traffic. Okay? Well, no, you cannot impede. You cannot impede the day-to-day business of a university. You cannot impede the day-to-day business of a bridge. You cannot impede the day-to-day business of a port. You cannot impede the day-to-day business of a legislative body. People have a right to go to work. People have a right to go to the bathroom. People have a right to go home. People have a right to learn. And so, you know, I mean, Columbia needs to get their act together. All these colleges need to get their act together. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Dr. Dahlia Show, thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So when the vaccine rollout for COVID happened, it was a cluster and a seventh. Although I was very, very grateful to the Trump administration and the Biden administration to be able to quickly work with pharmaceutical companies to get a vaccine and to help distribute it and get it available for those who wanted it. I was extremely disappointed with how they turned it into, well, we're not going to mandate it, and then it became mandated. And you had to show, if you wanted to go to a game, if you wanted to go to a school, if you wanted to go, you had to show your vaccine status. Going to a doctor's office, you had to show your vaccine status, with doctors threatening that they wouldn't see you if you're not vaccinated for COVID. And, our violation of rights was ridiculous. And one concern people had, you know, with the vaccine is it wasn't that they were Trumpers, which people accuse them of being, which I don't think is a criticism. I mean, an insult, but that's what the media tried to do. Well, you're a MAGA Republican if you don't want to get a vaccine. I can't tell you how many of my Democratic friends did not want to get the vaccine. Why? Because they were worried about side effects. And whenever we would bring up side effects, it would be hushed. And if I'm a physician and I'm going to recommend a medication for you, I have got to bring up the benefits and the risks. If I'm going to do a procedure on you, I need to bring up the benefits and the risks. Look at Ozempic right now, the weight loss drug. We are seeing media headlines on the risks of Ozempic and what some people are complaining of and how Ozempic has been sued for some of the side effects. This is what we do in science. We understand that it's not absolute. We understand that not one treatment is the best. Not one treatment is the best for everybody. We understand that one procedure might not work for everybody. And that when there are there are benefits, there could also be risks. That's a part of life. Nobody should be shunned. Nobody should be threatened. Nobody should lose their medical license. Just talking about it. Well, one vaccine which we didn't use in America because of the side effects was the AstraZeneca vaccine. AstraZeneca vaccine used a vector to bring DNA in to your cell's DNA. And if you remember, there were some severe blood clots associated with it. Well, now AstraZeneca is being sued for $320 million. 51 families are pursuing legal action against the pharmaceutical company, arguing the quote-unquote defective vaccine, this will be reported by MSN and Daily Mail, was to blame for the injuries and deaths of loved ones. Lawyers think that victims may be able to get payouts of about $6.2 million. Now, I don't think there's only going to be 51. I think once people know that there's this class action lawsuit, more people are going to join in. But the government, they say, according to this, the total compensation bill would be footed by taxpayers because of a deal AstraZeneca made with the government before the rollout commenced. And so if judges are to rule that the vaccine was to blame for all the injuries and deaths involved in the class action, the UK government, I believe, is going to help. Claims have yet to be fully quantified, and, the side effects were rare, but there were side effects for blood clots, and some people died after getting the vaccine. And so TTS is thrombosis with thrombocytopenia syndrome. That is where you have blood clots. That's your thrombosis, but your thrombocytopenia, penia means less. You end up having less blood cells or platelets. The thrombocytes are your platelets, your clotting factors. And so this was kind of scary. I want to look up what I wrote about this years ago when AstraZeneca first started. And I mean, it was enough to make America, holding off taking on the AstraZeneca. And in fact, it actually changed our approach to when it came to the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. In fact, I think the CDC and FDA suspended the use of the Johnson & Johnson vaccine as a result of the blood clots. So let me see if I have anything from the AstraZeneca that I had written. What we're seeing now is, and I think we're going to see more, especially with Moderna and Pfizer and all that, are patients coming back saying, look, all right, we were told to get this. We got it. And now we were, I guess, subjected to vaccine-induced immune thrombotic thrombocytopenia. So right now, the VITT is thought to be linked to 81 deaths in the UK. And so this adenovirus vector bringing in DNA to tell the cell's DNA to make the spike proteins, somehow we think it was the adenovirus, or it was the vector that was bringing in the DNA, because both Johnson & Johnson and AstraZeneca both used vectors. With the Pfizer and Moderna vaccines that we got in America, most of us got in America, that used the, that held the mRNA in a little liposome, little lipoprotein particle. And so ours was delivered with a little fat envelope, whereas the AstraZeneca and Johnson & Johnson was delivered with a weakened virus that wouldn't hurt, it's not supposed to hurt the individual and bring in the messaging, whether it was DNA or mRNA. But I think those were DNA, whereas ours with Moderna and Pfizer were mRNA. So I know, and again, I'm simplifying it because it's a short segment, but still. So, you know, what happens now? Well, I'm not exactly sure what indemnity deal AstraZeneca struck, but when the government, and, you know, if I was a pharmaceutical company, I would have asked for that as well, because you don't want to take on the misinformation or the narrative of the government when you make a drug. When you make a drug, and AstraZeneca, I'm very grateful for making Symbicort, for making Crestor, Rosuvastatin. AstraZeneca makes some fantastic drugs. But there was a rush to make a vaccine. The approval process was rushed. And when a pharmaceutical company makes a drug, there is a process. There are protocols that are made. Mind you, most pharmaceutical companies wish that timeline was accelerated, because sometimes the timeline is so gosh darn slow that they lose a lot of years on their patent. But if they're like, hey guys, if you want the vaccine, here it is. Understand there could be side effects. You know, they could control that. Yet, and say, look, you know, you have to understand there are side effects. You may not want to use this if you have X amount of conditions. Instead, the governments, and this happened across the world, their approach was, it doesn't matter what the side effect is, COVID's worse. And they were telling people that it was better and safer to get the vaccine than to deal with COVID. That's why I think eventually the government's going to get sued. Because when somebody wanted to question, say, should I wait? You know, should I enhance my natural immunity? Should I? No. The government wouldn't listen to that. Medical professional groups wouldn't listen to that. You would tell your doctor. They wouldn't listen. Your nurse. Now, some of us doctors would listen, but, you know, we got in trouble. And so, you know, as far as I'm concerned, I mean, I didn't personally get in trouble, but, you know, I think it should be a personal choice. Why? Because everything has risks. Your antibiotic has risks. Your acetaminophen has risks. Your ibuprofen has risks. They all have risks. And it could be the wrong medicine at the wrong time. I understand that COVID, you know, could cause similar risks, but it should have always been a patient choice. 1-877-DOCTOR.
It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour Foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear.
Order by 3 p.m. and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.